Terry McDonough, the last bard, to the memory of the blind poet of Caledon, Anthony Raftery. On Liss Orr, the among beech trees, I lie like a novice on moss and grass, and you are in those battered clouds looking down at colours you know by heart. I was a fierce warrior here at 8. At 9 I hacked my name into a tree. A dog howls. In the distance the river whispers, it's time to sleep. I wrap my book in fern and see stars slipping like melting ice. A fox bickers. A rabbit pleads. I smell red wind and shut my eyes to catch you reeling in the sun. You left Caledon in a hurry to do with the death of a horse. Odds on, a tall tale. With hands out wide, you trudged south to Choom, then on to Grochwell and Gort. You knew darkness and could measure light. Come to me, come with me, show me your scars and I will curse for you. While St. Bridget hung washing on a sunbeam in spring, you dreamt of being a boy again with rod and golden worms. Flowers and lists of red berries carpeted the bog road in Caledon. There was a first night in Clamorris and strong drink in Ball. Culchemach was steeped in laughter. All this was yours for a song. A poet dreams, a muse seeks its own geography. You're back, a sculpture in Culchemach, a bard trapped in open air for entertainment. I try to keep an up-to-date diary of other routine events. A woman in curlers charts a love story in a shop window. Another sings of a long-lost lotto ticket. Health freaks check their feet before walking round in circles. A footless man peeps through the church railing. Planes hardly clear the houses in Knock, and children are rushed off to piano lessons, and you say, come, sit by me for a moment. I am blind. I have walked to Galway and can hear the sun. The child in your tomb will continue to outlive days of holy awe and judgment. And in Caledon in springtime, with nature writing colour into a new season, your silhouette baked in earth and sound is stenciled in the sky. This poem, The Last Bard, is part and parcel, I suppose, of my own background tradition. I was born and grew up in Caledon, as was the blind poet Anthony Raftery. He was born in 1778 and died in 1835. Born in Caledon, died in Killeenian in County Galway in 1835. I grew up with all the tales and legends and stories that surrounded the Raftery tradition, and you know, the whole thing about his childhood being blind, having got smallpox, having to leave Caledon in a hurry, as I said, because of some incident, it seems, with a horse. That's the story that was told. The horse broke a neck or a back or something when Raftery and another guy were sent to Culchemach to buy whiskey for the landlord. But these are all kind of stories that, you know, are true or maybe not. It doesn't matter. The main thing is, anyway, that this Raftery tradition is something that is part and parcel of me, and something I grew up with.